CBS, I Am the World, I'm John Batchelor. To Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan, Ahmad Obali of Gunaz TV, traveling in the region, is here to report on the provocations by the Islamic Republic of Iran towards its neighbor, Azerbaijan, over these last days. When last we spoke, we had an incomplete report about what happened at the Azerbaijan embassy in Tehran. Deaths, attacks, but very unclear, fog of war. Since then, there's been some clarity. At the same time, there have been arrests in Azerbaijan, in Baku, and other cities of alleged Iranian agents, alleged Iranian spies. Ahmad, a very good day to you in Baku. What can you tell us about the arrests, the detentions? Does that continue to be a big story? It's several days past, and what were they doing? What kind of spying? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Mr. Batchelor. As you mentioned, Azerbaijan arrested upwards of 39 Iranian agents. Three of them actually worked as an agent. A couple of them were trained and actually fought in Syria on behalf of the Syrian government, Bashar Assad. The other remaining 36 were trained in Iran. They actually worked for the Iranian government. The Azerbaijani government arrested them on spying charges. And then a couple of the arrested people were also able to set up television stations, be it on some on satellite, some on social media, YouTube channels, to propagate Iran's point of view in Azerbaijan and South Caucasus as a whole.
These arrests, do they remain big stories in Baku? And do we know what their mission was? What were they spying on? Were they saboteurs? Do we know any understanding of why Iran would risk deploying so many agents in Azerbaijan, knowing everybody knows everybody's business in Azerbaijan?
Well, Iran has multiple avenues to pressure Azerbaijan. One of them is infiltrating its spies within the Azerbaijani government or within the Azerbaijani society as a whole. But these arrested people were all Azerbaijani citizens that were trained in Iran or worked for Iran. Their network were able to collect information on specific or some not specific strategic locations in Azerbaijan, but also some of them openly worked, as I said, in television. They set up television station propagating Iran's propaganda, basically, within the society. As a whole, this is, I think, it's tip of the iceberg. Iran has apparently thousands of trained agents or people that were trained in Iran sent back to Azerbaijan. So I think this is going to be a beginning of the much larger operation.
Here's what's peculiar about this, Ahmed. You and I know Baku. I've been there many times, and you have too. We're talking about a city that is open to people from Iran to come as tourists, to travel, to live in, stay in Baku. It's a metropolitan city, and it has, I think, 9 or 10 temperature zones. So there's wine in the north and there's fishing in the east. You understand. It's a paradise to get away from the oppression of the Iranian regime. And Baku's not at war with Tehran. This is the conduct of an enemy power. There's a paradox here. Did they try to resolve it when they report to the Azerbaijan people about what's going on?
Well, ever since Azerbaijan regained its independence, Iran has been very upset about the fact that there is a Republic of Azerbaijan on this other side of the border, being scared of its own citizens in Iran. Over about 30 million or about a third of the population is Azerbaijani ethnics. And the Iranian government is not happy about a republic named Azerbaijan. So it's the animosity has been there from beginning. But since 2020, when Azerbaijan regained the occupied or liberated the occupied territories that were under Armenian occupation with the help of Russia and Iran. Iran has been very upset and scared that Azerbaijan is getting stronger. This is going to be a stimulating country for the ethnic Azerbaijanis in Iran. So Azerbaijan is, as you said, is not showing any animosity, but Iran has been showing and doing a lot of things that only the enemies would do.
The embassy attack. It was fog of war when last we spoke. There was a shooter. The shooter, the last time I checked, was in a mental hospital, said to be deranged. What do we know about the attack? You've seen the video now.
Well, the attack, the new revelations came out today. The Azerbaijani government released some of the video recordings that were in the possession of Azerbaijan's embassy, along with a couple of injured security people that were Azerbaijani security people. And it looks like clearly from the video that we see, the Iranian police apparently, allegedly, or supposedly guarding the embassy actually worked with the terrorist. And then Iranian police cars comes by, talks to the embassy guard in the front of the embassy, and then drives away. This is all while the terrorist is shooting at people inside the embassy, and they can clearly hear the shootings from outside the embassy. It's amazing. It's really amazing video. Clearly, Iranian police has been helping the shooter, and you know, towards the end of the video, where shooter goes out and then comes back again with a new round of ammunition. And this is while the police actually sees him and then starts shooting again and finishes all the ammunition on his gun and goes out and then threatens the staff from outside, the remaining staff from outside, with his handgun. And then finally he starts setting the embassy cars on fire. While he's setting the cars on fire, his hand is on fire. The terrorist's hand is on fire. The guard that is supposed to guard the embassy rushes to help the shooter suppress his hands on fire. So it is amazing. I mean, if you see the video, you can clearly see the police is actually helping the shooter.
This is all new information. You've just had it in Baku. Has there been a comment by Tehran? Because last week they said he was mentally ill. Have they said anything new about this video? We just have about a minute.
Well, the Tehran government, the Iranian government, has been throwing various scenarios, trying to hide its own intentions. And this psychological problem is the latest version that they're throwing out, but nothing's going to work. This guy is very well, the attack is very well thought of, and Iran cannot hide the fact that Iran itself is guilty.
Mass arrests of Iranian agents, Azerbaijan citizens, and video showing that the attack on the Azerbaijan embassy in Tehran looks to have been arranged with the Iranian authorities, or at least the Iranian authorities did not interfere in a man who caused the death of one, the wounding of others, and the embassy is now empty, as I understand it. Ahmad Obali of Gunas TV in Baku. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.